Watch out when people are describing things to you that the words they use actually mean something. Remember Subaru Forester, better gas mileage than any mid-sized SUV? It's not a frickin' mid-sized SUV. That's the land we're in now. Some examples. Survey research, observational research, trace research. I did observational research. That's how you collected the data, what's your design? Was it an experiment or a non-experiment? Is it between or within? Tell me about your selection and assignment procedures, because saying that you grabbed up some data by observation isn't telling me much. Field research, laboratory research, trace research. All right, now I got an idea of where you were and how you picked up the data, but I still don't know anything about anything else. I don't know about your selection. I don't know about your assignment, your manipulation. I don't know much. And then finally, when somebody says correlation research, I have no idea what that means. Probably means it's a non-experiment. What this means is that you have to develop techniques for being politely annoying and getting more information from people. Because sometimes they said what they said to hide shit from you. Sometimes they said what they said because nobody loved them enough to tell them what all the things are they have to look at. Like someone loves you. Just saying. And so again, we retreat to the magic of smiley faces. We have experimental designs without confounds, no matter what the setting, no matter what the data collection, smiley face, causal interpretability. A shot at causal interpretability. Non-experimental designs or experimental designs with confounds, doesn't matter the setting of the data collection, frowny face. And apologies to people who really like purple and don't like yellow, I had to pick something.